Where are the pictures? A second additional argument against the charges relate to the question, often asked, why did not the Allies attempt to bomb the gas chambers that, by the time of the alleged killings of Hungarian Jews, the whole world quote-unquote knew about? The question can be considerably broadened. On June 8, 1944, the U.S. 15th Air Force, based in southern Italy, was ordered to emphasize oil targets in its bombings, and was given a list of specific oil targets in eastern and southeastern Europe. The principal target and the one that received the major share of attention was the Ploiești area in Romania. However, Auschwitz, which was also one of the targets on the list, was first bombed on August 20 and was subsequently bombed in September and December. Now in the Allied bombing operations in World War II, it was customary to make extensive use of photographic intelligence. One objective was the assessment of damage done by attacks, and another was the planning of attacks, determining whether or not the target was worth attacking and also determining the extent and nature of the defenses in the area of the target. It is a certainty that intelligence had photographed Auschwitz and the surrounding area, rather thoroughly, soon after the June 8 order. In this case, the Americans should have been able to provide actual photographs of all these Hungarian Jews being moved into Auschwitz and shot and burned out in the open. They should not even have been obliged to take any special measures to produce for us, either at the time of the alleged killings or at the later trials, photographic evidence for their claims. Of course, to have been fully convincing, the former time should have been chosen, because the Russians controlled Auschwitz after January 1945. The photograph of Figure 7 is claimed to have been taken at Auschwitz in August 1944, but it has already been discussed in proper context. In any case, the number of bodies evident in the photograph roughly corresponds to the rate of ordinary deaths at Auschwitz, especially for 1942. Despite all the attention the Hungarian Jews in Auschwitz were receiving at the time and despite the Roosevelt promise publicized on March 25, the Americans did not lift a finger either to interfere with the alleged deportations, by bombing the specific rail lines involved, or with the alleged killings, by bombing the gas chambers. They not only failed to take the opportunity to provide us with photographic evidence for their claims, they also do not seem to have the evidence despite having taken the photographs. All of these considerations, the Red Cross report, the wild impracticality of exterminating Hungarian Jews in the spring and summer of 1944, and the non-existence of any relevant consequences of the Allied control of the air, compel the conclusion that nothing resembling or approximating extermination actually happened to the Hungarian Jews. Air raids on Auschwitz, Rudolf Verba overreaches himself. We will shortly review the evidence for the extermination claim, but first we should provide an aside relative to the problem of the date of the first air raid at Auschwitz. We remarked on page 136 that Rudolf Verba's claim that there was an air raid at Auschwitz on April 9, 1944, undermines his credibility. We have indicated above that Auschwitz was first bombed in August. This view is based mainly on the combat chronology, edited by Carter and Muller, that the U.S. Air Force published in 1973, and on the standard and semi-official work by Craven and colleagues, the Army Air Forces in World War II. The latter also treats the activities of the RAF Bomber Command, especially in connection with the oil campaign. The corresponding four-volume British work by Webster and Franklin, The Strategic Air Offensive Against Germany 1939-1945, bases its account of the oil campaign on that of Craven and colleagues. An attack in early April seems completely out of the question. Auschwitz was of strategic importance only as an oil target. Craven and colleagues provide an excellent summary of the Air Force oil campaign. There had been a spectacular raid at Ploiești in 1943, but there was no sustained oil campaign until the spring of 1944, on account of disagreements among Allied leaders regarding target priorities. By May 1944, only 1.1% of Allied bombs had fallen on oil targets. On March 17, 1944, the 15th Air Force was advised to undertake attacks against Ploiești at the first opportunity, but, quote, surreptitiously under the general directive, which called for bombing transportation targets supporting German forces that face the Russians, unquote. The first such attack came on April 5, and there were also attacks on April 15 and 24, in all three cases directed mainly against the rail centers near Ploiești, with a hope that there would be quote-unquote incidental damage to oil refineries. Oil-related bombings by England-based aircraft did not commence until April 19, but these were also carried out under cover of an objective other than oil. The 15th Air Force carried out several more raids against Ploiești before the June 8 order, after which the oil campaign got underway officially and extensively. This being the situation, and in consideration of the confirmation provided by the combat chronology, it is impossible to believe that Auschwitz was bombed in April, when it was difficult to justify, within the Allied command, raids even against choice targets such as Ploiești. That a relatively minor oil target such as Auschwitz, much smaller than the not-distant synthetic oil plants at Bleschhammer, was bombed in April, is most unlikely. Even Blechhammer is not mentioned as a target until long after April. Only the US and British Air Forces are relevant to the problem of possible air raids at Auschwitz in the period April to September 1944. The Russians did not engage in industrial strategic bombing operations of this nature. Our conclusions, drawn from the official US Air Force war histories, are confirmed by the recollections of two Germans who were at Auschwitz in 1944. Thies Christofferson, author of the booklet, Die Auschwitz-Lüge, mentioned on page 31, wrote that the first air raid was, quote, in the autumn of 1944, unquote. Christofferson seems to be completely unaware that there is any significance in the question of the date of the first air raid at Auschwitz. In Dr. Wilhelm Staglich's statement, published in German journal Nation Europa, also mentioned here on page 32, he did not make any remarks in connection with air raids, but he did write that he was a member of an anti-aircraft unit that was stationed near Auschwitz for a very short time starting in mid-July 1944. In reply to a neutrally worded inquiry by this author, with no reference to the nature of the underlying issue involved, Staglich replied that there were no air raids while he was there, and that he believed there had been none earlier, because he had not been informed of any, and had not seen any corresponding destruction. When I finally determined that the attack had taken place on August 20, 1944, I wrote him again, and asked him to reconsider this anew or to investigate it again. In fact, his wife found a letter from that time, written on August 20, 1944, with the sentence, quote, today in the morning, we had the first attack against the object we are to protect, unquote. For me, this episode was very instructive regarding the reliability of our memory. The August date for the first air raid is confirmed by the Italian Jew Primo Levi, who wrote in his book Se questo è un uomo, early in the chapter entitled I fatti dell'estate, that the first raid was in August, when he had been there 5 months. Another confirmation can be gleaned from the calendarium as published in the Hefte von Auschwitz, numbers 7 and 8, 1964. In it, the first reference to an air raid on Auschwitz dates from September 6, 1944. My analysis of the problem of the first air raid at Auschwitz is also essentially confirmed by the extermination mythologists. Reitlinger does not explicitly take a position on the date of the first raid, but remarks, page 383, on, quote, the failure of the Allies to bomb the passes between Hungary and Auschwitz in May to July 1944, unquote. Hilberg, page 632, is well off the mark in placing the first raid on December 16, 1944, and this date is accepted by Levin, page 701. Friedman, page 78, is relatively on the mark in reporting a raid on September 13, 1944. Because all evidence rejects a claim that there was an air raid at Auschwitz in April 1944, Verbaas' claim that there was such a raid, while he was sitting there peeking out from the woodpile, is an important factor in demolishing his credibility, in addition to the others mentioned in Chapter 3, pages 135-139. Moreover, it would be difficult for Verbaas to claim a faulty memory comparable to Staglich's, because the raid supposedly occurred at a uniquely crucial point in Verbaas' life.